Bartholomew called angels to carry Guthlac back to the island. They bore him so gently, moving their wings like oars, that no chariot or ship could be more smooth. So, when dawn was near, and the sun began to drive the shades of night from the sky, Guthlac stood giving thanks on the very spot from which he had been carried off.
Siegfriedig quam bitla tovam belga.
Triumphant, he returned to the mound.
Hine bledsadum monte marmolitas.
The birds in the trees gave thanks.
Marum raudum.
Proclaiming with full-throated song.
Terfugle tutum.
The blessing and the miracle of the return of the saintly man.
Capnum cusnum ad his efcumen. Smold was ses sigawon un sailing new.
His new home was now a field of victory. His island became peaceful again.
Faga fuga row.
The birds sang sweetly.
Folding a blow. Yachas yer budo.
And the countryside sprang into blossom as cuckoos heralded the year. Wet sucking the feet down with each step, wet in the grey air, wet on clothes and damp on eyebrows, eyelids, wetness in clouds of breath, exhaled and inhaled with each drag of foot. His limbs grew heavy.
In bendum fast.
And pain attacked them.
Lichbold onlookum. Leomu hefegemum sarum isolde.
The bolts that secured the treasury of his body were unlocked. The disease was violent, feverish, and deadly fierce. His breast seized. His joints were on fire.
Da was Guthlacke on the Jokren Tid.
In this bleak time, his strength was exhausted.
Mayen Mithgar.
But his mood was unyielding, single-minded in courage.
Lord sweet the heart, illness unheeding. Shaldis Saurus.
This house of the soul, my dying carcass.
Boldana bithyacht, thou malamis gethaken.
Must be covered by an earthly vault.
Leg a bed of fast, and well rusted.
And my limbs by a roof of loam, to languish in its mortal resting place. Held fast in the grave.
Weaker.
That deadly warrior is coming close. Not slow to the fray.
Unlat latches.
Flat. Flatness all around. The weight of earth pressed into earth. My destination. Now. And another time passed.
Belforde that Eolond, fold one on throng.
The island trembled, the ground convulsed.
Da I feared it, wealth all.
Peder's messenger was terrified.
Eh, but, you
Star.
He boarded his boat.
Wagendes Brand.
He launched the wave steam. The ship moved off rapidly.
Water Thisafor, snell und sorgum.
The sun shone hot.
Swegel Hattisha.
Shimmering above the village.
Black over Borgsalo.
The timber vessel pushed forward.
Brimwoodu Chinde.
Eager and light on the waterway.
Left laden full.
The laden horse of the sea raced into the creek.
Nagumaug sneerede.
The water steed sped skimming over the open water.
Jehlaste to heathe, that's a hand flutter.
Until the bow of the buoyant boat struck the shore.
After Sund Klegan. Sundlon Gespar
and grated on the ground.
Droned with grout.
Flat. A flat wetland.
Flat. Flatness all around.
A heavy land. Pressed down into itself.
Down. Weight of earth down. Pressed into earth.
A sky.
Squeezed.
Weighted with its own heavy cargo of rains. To pitch standing water on the winter soil. Marsh and flat fenlands below open skies. Sounds travel their distances. Fade. Dissolve.
But there in the darkening sky in the distance.
Lapped by the grey, wet, deep sediment.
Lapped by the grey, wet, deep sediment of mist, there lifts from the fenland wet the gloam of a church and its spire, my destination now, and another time past.
And another time past. The minstrel's poem, the poet's song, has reached its end.
Leoth was a song. Leoman is yeet.